97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Mr. Tyrone Irby, who is the owner of the Choice Performance Center. Tyrone, good to see you.
Thank you, Sharon. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. The Choice Performance Center. Tyrone, tell us what that is.
Well, what it is the concept is a training studio that creates innovative training programs for fitness-minded individuals.
Why'd you start this business, Tyrone?
Well, the business started in 2007. I had been in the location where we are right now for the last 6 years. Our partners that were there left in November of 2015. I took it over December 7th, 2015, and the concept was to change everything about the business and focus on creating mental programs, focusing on building mental, emotional, and physical strength. And I think where we're a little bit different is that we focus on the mental aspect of training before the physical aspect of training. So what that means is that before we train you, we want to know what you want to do, where you've been, where you want to go, where you are right now. Because physically, you can't perform your best unless mentally you are involved in what you're doing.
Is the Choice Performance Center open to men and to women?
Men and women. Our clientele right now is about 80% women. For the men we have, typically they are the partners of the women.
Did you say 8% women?
80%.
I was going to say 80% women. Oh, my goodness. Do people have a certain age group they have to be a part of in order to come to the Choice?
Absolutely not. We train anywhere from 17 years old to 77 years old. We have a couple of grandmothers in our gym that are doing great things.
Describe the environment, please, of the Choice Performance Center.
Well, when we created the building, when we took over and renovated it, we added new flooring, new carpet. We added a nice, comfortable lounge with a Wi-Fi and TV. We have a coffee bar. So let's say you come in the morning at 5 a.m., which I have a lot of clients coming in at 5 a.m.
Wow.
They want fine coffee. Now, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, I love Brooklyn. So what we decided to do was import Brooklyn coffee. So our coffee is Brooklyn coffee out of Brooklyn, New York. We have about 8 different styles, but every client can have a fresh cup of coffee every single morning after the workout.
That's special.
That's very special. And it actually makes them very happy after the workout because they've earned it. For the most part, we don't have a lot of machines. We have two power racks. We have dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, but it's a wide open space. So we have different programming that we can do with each individual client.
So are there personal trainers for all your clients?
Unfortunately, or fortunately for that matter, there's only one, and that would be me.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the things that happened when we changed over and I took over the building, I wanted to make sure we had really good trainers. And we haven't found people yet that fit our mold for a great personal trainer. Because, again, it's not just learning the exercises and training. It's about coaching. It's about developing mental and physical strength. So we have to find people that understand the impact that you have on someone that's trying to become more fitness-minded in their entire life, not just the 1 hour they spend in the gym, but the 23 hours of the day to make sure they understand, well, 1 hour in the gym is not enough. It has to be more. If you want to be fit, performance-wise, rehab-wise, weight loss-wise, that 1 hour is not enough.
When did you get intrigued with physical fitness?
Probably back when I was selling beer for a living, a long time ago. I worked for some great breweries. That was probably back in the late 1990s.
Okay.
I've been in the fitness business for the last 15 years.
Right. What certifications do you have to do what you do?
I am certified by the National Academy of Sports Medicine as a personal trainer and as a PES, which is a performance enhancement specialist.
Mm-hmm. How do you market your business, Tyrone?
Primarily, it's marketed through my clients. We've been blessed to have some great clients, but also they've had great results. And for me, I don't advertise traditionally, paper or otherwise, primarily by referrals. So what we have is kind of a family tree. So you have one person that recommended me to somebody else, And from that person, I got somebody else. And that's kind of how we market the business. We're a small business. Our space is 2,500 square feet. And I have right around 47 clients that I service weekly.
Okay, so it sounds like a family kind of situation. People come and they stay?
People come and stay. You know, I have one woman, she's been with us for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Typically, my clients stay somewhere between a year and maybe 3 years. I think for the most part, they hit their goals. But our programming is so creative and innovative, they stay for a while because they enjoy the atmosphere and they enjoy the camaraderie. For instance, this morning I had three women at 5 a.m. Actually, one was 4:45, 5 and 5:30. They've been training together in a way. They see each other all the time for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And one had went somewhere else, but she came back. So to me, that's a great thing. When you have people, they can see their goals and see their fitness levels have increased, and they're really happy about their progress.
Yes. Give us your contact information, please, Tyrone.
Okay, we are located at 5314 Highway 55, Suite 105 in Durham. Our website is rtpchoicefitness.com. Phone number is 919-237-2173.
Do you have folks from Orange County coming into your business?
We have about 40% of Orange County clients right now.
40%?
Yep.
Cool. You told us about the age group, 80% women. What is your ideal client? They walk into the door and you know, this is the person who should be here.
I think our ideal client is someone that really understands what's going to take to become more fit or lose weight. It's not simply a matter of more calories or less calories. It's a matter of, are you committed to it? Are you invested in it?
Mm-hmm.
If you can invest your time in meal planning, eating better foods, making better choices, making sure that you get your workouts in, you will hit your fitness goals. If you can't do that, then there will be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only one person. I'm going to do the best I can for every client. But at the same time, end of the day, when you leave me, make good choices. And that's one of the things we really work on, the mental aspects of it, to make sure every client understands, I'm one person. This is going to be on you. Be accountable for what you do and what you don't do.
Mm-hmm. Now, when do you get a chance to exercise?
Oh, typically what I do is I might have a 12-hour day. For instance, today I came in at 3:30. I'll leave about 7. So typically what I'll do is I'll do 15-minute workout in the morning before clients come in, midday another 15 minutes, before the end of the day another 15 minutes.
Okay.
I work out 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That's a lot.
It is. But it's short, intense workouts.
Yes.
I never work out no longer than 1 hour.
Tyrone, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about the Choice Performance Center. Okay? Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Tyrone Irby, who is the owner of the Choice Performance Center. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. We are back. My guest today is Mr. Tyrone Irby, who is the owner of the Choice Performance Center. Tyrone, you described how you got your gym, I call it a gym, right, started,
right,
and who your clients are. As a business, what challenges or struggles have you faced owning this business?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is making sure every client is serviced. 47 clients is a lot of clients. Some clients are 30-minute clients. Some are 45-minute clients. Some clients come once a week. Some clients come 4 times a week. But the main thing is make sure everyone gets individual attention, making sure that their challenges are met each time they come to the gym. We want to make sure that everyone has goals written down for them to focus on. We do what we call a SMART goal sheet. This is something that I got from my strength coach at Stanford, Shannon Turley. What he does is he creates 3 different goals. An outcome goal, a performance goal, and a process goal. So a process goal for my clients is going to be what you do every day. You know, it means you have fruit every day, you drink a gallon of water every day, you stretch every day, what have you. Performance goals are actively what you're going to do. I'm going to walk 5 days a week. I'm going to run 2 days a week. I'm going to strength train 3 days a week. The outcome goal is what you want to achieve. Now, for some clients, it's all about rehab. They want to run better. They want to run more. They want to rehab their hamstrings. Some is about weight loss. If you follow the process goals, do your job in the process goals. If you follow your performance goals, you will hit your outcome goal.
Ah.
The main thing is it's a plan. It's structured. It's a plan. Now, if you have 5 process goals, you hit 3, well, I need you to hit those other 2 and then go on to performance goals for the outcome goal. The main thing is we always have a plan for every client to make sure that they are really focused on each individual part of the goal plan. Mm-hmm. Did it.
Mm-hmm. I think that sets you apart from a lot of the other gyms. Would you say that'd be a fair statement as far as your competitors?
I would probably say so. The mental aspect of training is very important to us because we don't do diets. A lot of people want to diet, and then what happens is, let's say you want to diet for a wedding. Okay, well, when the wedding is over, what happens? You go back to your same old behaviors. So what we want to do is focus on a lifestyle change. We want Choice Fitness to be part of your lifestyle, whether you're with us or not with us. For a lot of clients, they travel a lot. That's okay. I give them a program for when they travel. You tell me what kind of gym you have? Not a problem. Here's your program. You have no weights? Not a problem. Here's a program. You have a fine 5-star gym? Not a problem. Here's a program.
Wow.
So there's no excuse if you're out of town and you can't see me those 3 days a week. Here's your program. Do your program. Come back and see me. Now, if you don't do it, I'm going to know about it also.
And I bet you're a drill sergeant when it comes to being a taskmaster.
No, it's more about getting the clients to buy in to what we're trying to do. And all I am is a coach. My job is to coach you to be accountable for what we're trying to do. Now, I'm going to push you probably further than you want to push yourself. But my goal down the road is to make sure that you push yourself the same way I push you if you're in my gym.
Do you ever have clients come in? I've seen this show on television called My 600-Pound Life. Not that you have anybody worth 600 pounds, but do you ever have someone who is just so overweight that they come in? Are you able to help people like that, or do you have to send them to their doctor first?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first of all, you want to make sure that their doctor approves of them having a physical fitness program. But for people that are that overweight, we focus on small incremental goals. We've had several 300-plus clients. It's all about being under 300 pounds. For a lot of people, that's a significant goal.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been 300 pounds for a long time, under 300, 299.9, man, that's a big goal.
Wow.
For a lot of people, whether it's 300 pounds, 250, what have you, small increments. The way we work is that you lose body fat first, then the weight comes off. So you fit in your clothes better, women especially. Our female clients are more about fitting into their clothes, dropping a size, than about the weight.
Yes.
If you build more muscle, you'll be leaner. Therefore, your clothes will fit better. So if you can do that, weight will come off. It's not a problem.
Not a problem. Now, this is a business we're talking about. In terms of running your business, let's look at the financial side. How do you find that as far as doing all you're doing to help all your clients and being a businessman? How did you learn to be such a businessman?
Well, back to my beer selling days, one of the things I had to do was for a company out of Oregon, Rogue Ales, I was their branch manager in the Southeast. So my territory was from Maryland to Florida.
Whoa.
So I had to manage that territory in beer sales. So one of the things you learn is managing your time, to making sure that everyone gets a little touch every now and then. Now, granted, my home state got the most touches because this is where I am. But for the most part, Maryland, you want to see Maryland every quarter. You want to see Florida every quarter. You want to see Georgia every quarter. So for me, it was not that challenging to manage my time, to make sure that everyone is getting the time that they need. And business-wise, you know, you have the training aspect, which to me is the easiest part of it. Developing programs, the research. We have some great partners that we work with also to make sure that we're getting, everyone's getting what they need. For instance, we have a chiropractor across the street from us. So if I have any questions, I can call Jason or Mike to make sure they're on board. We have a spice shop in Raleigh, Savory Spice, which does great things for spices. One of the key things I found with my clients is nutrition. Okay, I don't like to cook. Oh, but I don't know what to cook. Oh, my food tastes so bland. Okay, these guys, they have different spice blends that they can give you. You put on a piece of chicken, you feel pretty good about that.
Wow, great.
We also work with Fleet Sports out of Durham and Carrboro. Okay, if you have clients that want to learn how to run, send them Fleet Feet to get some shoes to make sure that they're well outfitted for what they're trying to do. So for us, we have some great partners that we work with that really help us focus on our clients and get them to where they want to get to.
Tyrone, please give us your contact information.
Once again, it's the Choice Performance Center, 5314 Highway 55, Suite 105 in Durham. Phone number is 919-237-2173.
I'm thinking when you were a beer salesman, did you eat or drink your own product? Were you physically fit during those years, Tyrone?
Absolutely. Well, part of beer sales is sampling the product to make sure it's a quality product to give to anybody that wants some beer. But one of the things that I try to focus on when selling beer was to stay physically fit. You know, the beer sales, it's a lot of traveling. It's a lot of hotel visits, bad food. a lot of good beer, a lot of good beer festivals. But at the same time, you have to stay physically fit. And I realized also, one of the things also about me is I'm type 2 diabetic.
Oh, my.
So one of the things about me is I have to make sure that my diet stays on point besides my exercise.
Right.
Not to say that I don't enjoy a great beer, but I do enjoy fine beer. But one of the things I wanted to make sure was when I'm out on the road, I take care to eat the right way and have maybe one or two beers.
I understand. Tyrone, let's take a break. When we come back, I want you to tell our audience about the community service that you perform, all right?
Absolutely.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Mr. Tyrone Irby, I-R-B-Y, who is the owner of the Choice Performance Center. Don't go away. You really want to hear what Tyrone is doing for the community. We'll be right back. We are back. I am speaking today with Mr. Tyrone Irby, who is the owner of the Choice Performance Center. Tyrone, we left off. I said, when we come back, let's talk about your community service, which is just spectacular. Please tell our audience what you do for the community.
Well, one of the things when we opened up the gym in December 2015 was become more community involved. The way we decided to do that was we formed a partnership with Girls on the Run of the Triangle. We hosted two events so far this year. The first event was in April called the Squatters Challenge, where we asked people to squat for donations. We wound up raising about $5,000 doing that. We had our men squatting 135, our females squatting 95 pounds.
Define squatting.
Squatting a barbell squat with a weight on your back. For men, again, 135, females 95 pounds. What we did was we had people sponsor our squats. So, for instance, we had our top guy did 400 squats in 8 rounds. He raised about $1,800. Our second event was called the Visions of the Bull City Art Show, which we had last month. And what it was visual art. And we hosted the event at the studio. We had raffle sales. It was a great event. We had some great art available.
And you raised money for those two events.
Right. So those two events, we raised about $10,000 for Girls on the Run.
Yes.
Our other project we just started, my wife works over at Merrick Moore Elementary School in Durham. It's a Title I school, which means that 90% of the students there are economically disadvantaged, meaning they are they're right below the poverty line. They offer a Backpack Buddies Project. So what we did was we adopted Merrick Moore Backpack Buddies Project. What we're going to do for the rest of the year is pick up food for these kids. We have 45 kids in the program. Our goal is to sponsor 5 to 10 kids every weekend. Every weekend we'll provide 8 meals, 2 snacks per kid every weekend for 14 weeks. In December, we'll have another food drive for our anniversary party, our one-year anniversary, where we'll have another food drive to raise funds and food for these same students until June.
The main point you'd made, too, Tyrone, is that these kids do not have any food on the weekend, none. And that's why you've put this program together to give them something to eat. They can go from Friday, no food, until Monday, right? So you're supplanting that by giving them food on the weekends.
That's correct. Federal funds will handle food inside school. When you think about a child leaving school or having lunch at 12:30 p.m. and coming home with no food for Friday night, Saturday all day, Sunday all day, coming back to school on Monday morning at 7:30, can you imagine that child trying to focus on academics? No way possible.
Right.
So our goal is to fill that gap. If we can provide 8 meals, 2 snacks for every one of these kids, at least they have something in their stomachs to focus on other things besides just their hunger.
And very quickly, Tyrone, if people want to help you out, give us your contact information.
You can come by the gym, 5314 Highway 55, Suite 105 in Durham. Our phone number is 919-237-2173. Bring by food, bring by donations, whatever you'd like to bring by and sponsor.
Tyrone, we're out of time. I have to say thank you so much for coming to help us understand how you're giving back to the community and everything is happening at your beautiful gym. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. This is Sharon Hill, WCHL. That's our show for today. Thank you.